Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix. You know that feeling when you're just dragging yourself through the day, a little grumpy, maybe even a bit overwhelmed? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're talking about something powerful that can shift your entire mindset, cultivating gratitude. I'm not talking about forcing a smile and saying everything is great when it isn't. It's about truly appreciating the good stuff, even the little things, because the small wins add up to a big difference in your overall mental well-being. Ever notice how focusing on what you lack can become a bit of a black hole? We get caught up in wanting more, wishing for different, and before we know it, we're missing out on all the amazing stuff already present in our lives. It's like scrolling through social media. Sure, everyone seems to be living their best life, but that comparison game can leave us feeling inadequate, right? Gratitude is like a mental reset button. It allows you to step back from the noise and appreciate the simple joys of a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a good laugh with a friend, or even just the sunshine on your face. These everyday moments are often overlooked, but they hold a surprising amount of power. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate gratitude and boost your mental well-being. 1. Start a gratitude journal. This might sound old school, but trust me, it works. Every day, jot down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a supportive friend, or even just a moment of peace and quiet. The act of writing these things down helps you focus on the positive and train your brain to notice the good stuff more often. 2. Practice mindful appreciation. Instead of rushing through your day, take time to truly savor each moment. When you're enjoying a meal, pay attention to the flavors and textures. When you're listening to music, let your soul feel the emotions it evokes. These small moments of mindfulness can create a sense of deep contentment and appreciation for the present experience. 3. Express your gratitude. Don't just keep those good feelings to yourself. Tell someone you appreciate them, your partner, your family, even that barista who always makes your coffee perfect. Expressing gratitude verbally strengthens connections and creates a ripple effect of positivity. 4. Shift your perspective. When faced with challenges, try to reframe the situation in a positive light. Maybe you missed out on an opportunity, but it could have opened doors to something even better down the road. Every obstacle is a chance for growth and learning, so focus on the lessons learned rather than dwelling on what could have been. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, cultivating gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more grateful than others. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing. You deserve to feel happy and fulfilled. Let me share a quick real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way home from work. It's frustrating, right? But instead of getting angry and frustrated, try shifting your perspective. Listen to an upbeat podcast, enjoy the feeling of the sun on your skin, or use the extra time to catch up on some calls. By focusing on the things you can control and finding a silver lining in the situation, you can turn a potentially negative experience into a more positive one. So, remember, friends, cultivating gratitude is like planting seeds of happiness. The more you practice it, the more they will flourish. Start by being mindful of the little joys, express your appreciation to others, and always strive to find the good in every situation. It's a powerful way to improve your mental well-being and create a more fulfilling life. Ready to make a difference? Start today by writing down 3 things you're grateful for right now. Share your thoughts with me on social media, use #BrainstormBoost, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and remember, gratitude is always in style.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.